السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we had concluded our discussion on the quality of Allah, the attribute of name As-Salam, the source and the giver of peace. And we concluded explaining the verse where Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah invites towards the house of peace, which is Jannah. It is the house of peace because in it there's no difficulty, no hardship, no worry, no grief, no anxiety, no depression. It's also Darus Salam because in it the occupants and the inhabitants will be greeting each other with salam all the time. And in it the angels will be greeting the people of Jannah. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. That peace be upon you. You were patient, now look what Allah gave you. Salamun alaykum tibitum. That peace be upon you. Greetings to you. Well done. Well done. You lived your life in the right way. And then ultimately Allah Himself will say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. That greetings to you. Peace to you, O the inhabitants and all the occupants of Jannah. Today we commence a discussion on the name of Allah, Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min comes from the word aman, which has a twofold meaning. To affirm, that's the one meaning, or to grant safety and security, that's the other meaning. Now if you look at the first part, to affirm, Al-Mu'min, the being who affirms, Allah has affirmed His own existence. Where? In the Quran. Allah has explained to us why He exists and why we should believe in His existence. He's also affirmed His existence in the signs all around us. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the heavens, in the earth, in the changing of the day and night. Then Allah is the affirmer in that He has affirmed the truthfulness of all the Anbiya in the Quran and also via miracles. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhibited many miracles. Then Allah has affirmed the promises that He has made to His slaves, whether it is in the form of sustenance, which Allah gives us in this world, or whether it will be the reward for our good actions in the year after. Allah affirms that. Allah also affirms the good thought that a believer has of Allah. There's a famous hadith Qudsi, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I treat you as per your good opinion of me, as per your good expectations of me. So when you have good expectations of Allah, Allah affirms that I will treat you accordingly. If you look at the second meaning, Al-Mu'min is the being who grants safety in this world as well as in the after. We live in a world of flux. You know, everything is finely balanced by Allah. Everything is finely balanced by Allah. If you just take a look at the body, the body is made up of contrasting elements. This body has contrasting elements, but Allah keeps it finely balanced in a beautiful pattern. It works perfectly. If it stops working perfectly, there'll be chaos. There'll be chaos in our bodies. The same thing in the world. The world is finely balanced by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because it has contrasting elements. The earth is filled with hot matter. If Allah doesn't control the hot matter, it will burn all of us. The earth is filled with huge mountains. If Allah doesn't control the mountains, it will crush all of us. The earth has wind. If Allah leaves the wind unfettered, it will blow us all over. The earth has water. If Allah lets the water loose, we'll all be drowned. There are various creatures, there are various animals, there are snakes, there are scorpions, there are predators. If Allah lets them loose, if Allah just lets all the mosquitoes of the world loose, what will happen to us? That's Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. Allah is the only one who is granting us safety. Just the smallest insect that you can imagine, the mosquito. Allah even talks about this in the 17th juz, that those who claim to be Allah, or those who worship others besides Allah, see if they can create a mosquito, a fly. If Allah lets loose all of the mosquitoes in the world, there'll be utter chaos. It will result in our destruction. So that is Al-Mu'min, the assurer and the granter of peace, security, stability.